So we are continuing now in the Hamidos of Kinyani HaTorah that a person is supposed to have in order to be Kona Torah, according to Rav Chaim Voloshin. His pirush on this and in the Mishnah. Okay, so let's move forward. I want to go through the rest of them relatively quickly so we can move forward. He continues. I mean, there's still a lot of them left. He doesn't say that much on the rest of them, so... okay. B'yishuv, a person has to have yishuv adas, they have to have clarity, and they have to have patience and willingness to sit. Yishuv b'mikra b'mishnah, they have to be, obviously, learn mikra, learn mishnah, learn chumash, learn mishnah, tor shebal peh. B'miut schoira. Miut schoira means limiting their... limiting their business. So the question is, what does miut schoira mean? What is the limiting the business mean? Miut schoira. So it doesn't say have no schoira. It doesn't say don't do business. It says miut, right? It means to mimait in it. Do little. What is little? How do you determine what's little, what's a lot? The idea is do your base, do what you need to do. And don't allow it to get become the focus of everything. Rather, it's the miut. It's one of the things I do, one of the things I need to do, but it shouldn't become the focus and the priority of one's asakim. Now, that does not even mean to say that they have to spend more time learning than working. It could be that the schora that they do takes up most of their day. But it could still be called miut, still be called minimizing it, because it's not the person's focus. And that's what's important. How does the person define their success? Their success is in their growth, spiritual growth, or is there success in the business? So that's really what miut schora means. One time, so the Rambam, you know, everyone blames the Rambam, that the Rambam was not pro learning in Kola. He was pro working. That's why everyone like, the Rambam didn't like Kola and all that. So the Rambam says, first of all, just to set one thing straight, is that the Rambam himself was in Kola, and he himself was supported by his brother until he was 50 something years old, in his 50s. Then his brother died in a boat accident. His brother died after the Rambam was already 50 years old. The Rambam never worked a day in his life. And he was supported 100% by his brother. And then the Rambam, after he was supported by his brother till he was 50 years old, then the Rambam began working as a doctor. So, you know, to claim that the Rambam said, it's not good to be in Kolel, or that, it's pretty inaccurate. But besides that, the Rambam says that a person who works should divide their day of learning into three. 3 hours of Chumash, 3 hours of Mishnah, and 3 hours of Gemara, and then the rest of the day they can work. So the Rambam says clearly that of course, if you're in the Rambam society and you could learn 9 hours a day and then you were still called a balabayit, so that made a lot of sense. Nowadays, even people in Kolo, it gets hard to learn 9 hours a day, right? So it's a little bit, our expectations are a little bit different. As a matter of fact, you read the Rambam about his schedule. He has a letter. It's fascinating. The letter the Rambam writes, he has a letter writing to someone from a different city. And the person writes to the Rambam, says, I have a big issue. When can I come discuss it with you? So the Rambam says, well, you can't really, because when are you going to come to me? I don't have any time during the day to talk to you. Because if you come in the morning, I daven and then I answer Shiloh's people. Then I go, and he basically describes his whole day. His schedule is crazy. He says, the only thing is, I have a few minutes on Shabbos that people don't bother me. So if you want to come and talk to me on Shabbos, maybe I have time. That's pretty much what the Rambam says. But people were very busy. So, you know, they filled their day. And one of the things you have to do is mute schoira is make the schora, make the business as a side point, is not your focus. Miut derech eretz is the same idea. Schora derech eretz. Miut sicha, not spending too much time talking. Now this is a big, this is a big challenge nowadays, because nowadays we have telephones and we have this and that, WhatsApp and emails and who knows what else. And a person can kind of let their whole day slip away into this endless chattery of nothingness. You know, you can kind of just let your whole life slip away into that stuff. So, by the time you're done with your phone and you're this and you're that, so mute sicha is very, very important nowadays, because Pasha, you could waste your whole day, with unproductive stuff if you're just chattering all day. That's the Pasha pshat. And nowadays, I think we can understand it a lot. But there's another pshat, a little bit more of a deeper pshat, which is, that in his old age, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, as many of you know, he used to give everyone a bracha, he would say bracha v'atzlacha. And now, for the last couple of years, he doesn't tell everyone bracha v'atzlacha, he says bua, which is the Rosh Hashanah, bracha v'atzlacha, bua. And someone asked him why he does that, and he says, because you have limited amount of words in this world. And if you use them all up, then you can't talk anymore. So I don't want to use up all my words yet. I have a lot still to do. So he says buha, says one word instead of two words, bracha v'atzlacha. Now, by the way, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and there was an interview with his son. Reb Chaim Kanievsky his son said he only spoke on the phone in his life two times. He's never touched the phone in his life except for twice. One of them, the son said, this son was in a surgery in America, and Reb Chaim called him to find out how he was doing. And one other time, he called to be Menachem Melville with somebody. But he said, other than that, my father never spoke on the phone. I heard this interview. So mute sicha doesn't just mean wasting time. There is a kind of higher level for gedolim. I'm just throwing that out there. That doesn't apply to any of us, obviously. I'm not going to start telling your wife, sorry, I can't talk to you right now. Got to save up my words. So, the point is that there is a higher level called miut sicha, which is, kind of a higher level. Okay, but the push-up shot that the kinyan of Torah, which is miut sicha, means don't waste your time with idle chatter. Miut shena, minimize sleep. So again, here, push-up shot is because if you sleep away your day, then you're not going to have time to learn. Here, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is mayrich a little bit, and he goes on and he explains a deep concept of sleep here. And he says that, the Gemara says that Shena is 1/60th of death. So he says if a person engages in death, then how could they appreciate life, which is Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim, but Torah is Eitz Chaim. So sleep, if a person gets too involved in sleep, I mean, they're too connected to the Miut Shena, which is death. And therefore, sleep is a stira, is a contradiction to chayim of life. And he goes on that a little bit. Then he says another interesting concept. But he says, on the other hand, he says, remember, Chaim Volozhiner is the principal disciple of the Vilna Gaon. So he brings here a concept from the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says that sleep is a positive thing. The Miut Shena actually saying you should get a little bit of sleep. You should get some sleep. Why? Besides that, you obviously are Rabbi Victor Miller and other people, you have to make sure you have strength and that you learn and get enough sleep to learn and everything like that and be productive the next day and don't get sick and watch it, obviously. But he says another thing. He says that that sleep is a 60th of death. Death is the opportunity that a person has for their neshama to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? In Olam Haba. On Olam Haba, a person can get a dveikus with Hashem in a level without any chatzitza of the guf, right? Just their neshama. So he says that whatever a person will experience in the next world, you're experiencing a 60th of that in your sleep. So he says, that's why tzaddikim, big tzaddikim, that their olam haba was like unbelievable. Their sleep was a little bit of olam haba. And the Vilna Gaon had many stories when in his sleep, you know, he got, you know, pshat in Gemaras, and he got amazing pshatim, and he, you know, there were things that he couldn't figure out when he was awake that he figured out when he was sleeping. The Gaon Mivilna, because it was a 60th of his Olam Haba. But he says, if a person is a, you know, their Olam Haba is not looking like the Vilna Gaon's Olam Haba, so then their sleep is going to get them further into that Tumah. That's the whole concept of the Tumah of sleeping. You know, is because you're connected to that. So anyway, this is just a concept that Rav Chaim Volozhiner talks about here, which is a fascinating idea. And then he brings down on the bottom here that Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Hakdama, he writes elsewhere, that as a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon told him that this is why sleep was created, to offer people an opportunity in this world to experience a little bit of the next world. So Hashem had to give you that opportunity that you can kind of experience and taste what it means to be in the state of a neshama without the guf. So it's only a 60th of that, but it's a kind of a taste of it. That's what it is. I think that for most of us, we have no clue what he's talking about, but it's interesting. It's an interesting concept to be aware of, that these tzaddikim are, you know, they're asleep, they're experiencing something. Something's going on in their sleep, you know. Now, by the way, there's an incredible story with the Vilna Gaon that one time the Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings down elsewhere, again, the same thing, that the Vilna Gaon basically said that he does not want any more of the Torah that comes to him in his sleep, because he realized that Torah is lacking in the Amelus. He's not working on it. It's coming too easy. And Torah, which comes too easy, is not so valuable. So he davened that he should forget all of that, all of those things, so he can learn it again on his own. So it's a little bit of both, but again, this is all for the levels of the Vilna Gaon and his students, you know. But that's here, he explains what mi'ut shena means. According to this pshat, the reason why you have to experience that sleep is because it helps you more in your learning, because then you got exposed to a higher level, you know. Again, but I don't think most of us have gone to sleep at night and woken up with better pshat in the Gemara than we did the night before. So it's not necessarily for our level, but that's the Vilna Gaon. Okay, so that's mi'ut shena. Then he says mi'ut tainug. Again, mi'ut tainug, not making enjoyment of this world the focus of our life. The mi'ut schoik. Schok is joking, is laughing about things, you know, kind of diminishing the value of things which are important. And that's very bad midah. And a person that does that constantly will never be able to grow in their learning, because they're going to constantly be, you know, diminish the importance of certain areas. And that's not good. But Erech HaPayim, very interestingly here, says you have to have patience. And Erech HaPayim means savlonos. Savlonos means that things shouldn't be a big deal. Don't make a big deal about things in general. Someone did this to you, someone did that to you. Let things go. Because if a person that's constantly bearing a grudge and doesn't let things go, they're going to have a tough time concentrating. That's what Matisyahu Solomon says it means. Because you can't concentrate when you keep on thinking to yourself, this guy did that to me, and I have to get him back. And this guy did that, and my boss did this, and my partner did that, and everyone's out to get me. And this constant eating away and if a person bears a grudge, they're going to be so busy thinking to themselves about what everyone did to them that they're not going to be able to concentrate. That's what Matisyahu explains. That's what that means. So Erech HaPayim is a savlonos. Well, look, take it in stride. Calm down. Not everything has to be such a big deal. So that's what Matisyahu Solomon's pshat in Erech HaPayim. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings the Chazal that it says kol ha-kois, anyone gets angry, chochmasa mistalekes mimenu, he loses his chochma. The Gemara says by Moshe Rabbeinu, since the Rashi brings it chumash, since Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he forgot the halacha in Parshas Pinchas about, you know, what happens when a man is being boiled a guy, is he allowed to kill him, whatever. He forgot the halacha. So the Rabbi of Lajana says, you see clearly that kol ha-kois, the kas, anger, being quick to anger, is a direct contradiction to chochma, to the wisdom. You lose your wisdom when you get angry because you can't concentrate. You're all caught up in the moment. So you're losing your ability to think straight and concentrate. So the Erech HaPayim is the opposite of Kas, and that's an important midah in order to have patience and just... Lev Tov. Lev Tov basically means you're willing to let other people... You're happy with what other people have, and you're not jealous. Because again, it's very similar. If you're always looking over your shoulder to see what another guy has, so you're so busy trying to figure out what do I have, what I don't have, and it's very hard to concentrate, you know, because you're still running after what everyone else has. You yourself don't know what you need, because what you need is what the other guy has. So you can't even determine your own needs. You're just, you know, if he has it, then maybe I need it. I have to start thinking, and I was fine till now. You know, my wife was saying how in this whole, the whole coronavirus and quarantine and everything, because everyone was kind of in the same boat, we found that like kids and were very content. No one was like looking around. The kids, the children, were very content. Like they're fine. Like everyone's doing the same thing. No one, can I go to my friend? A regular day, 10 times a day. Can I go to my friend? Can I go to my friend? Like, everyone's fine. Everyone's doing the same things. There's nothing to be jealous about. You know, well, I'm not missing out anything. I'm just fine. And everyone ends up being just fine, you know? But it's all about like, what's going on over there? What's the other guy doing? You know? So that's what a lev tov is. He has it. It's fine. Don't be jealous. And that, again, that takes away a person's ability to concentrate. Okay. It's hard to get through these fast. Each one has what to say on each one of these. So I think we're going to still need a couple more days getting through. We got through about a third so far of these inyanim. We'll plow through it. We'll get through it. All right.
Slowly but surely, Rabbi.
What?
Slow but sure.
Slowly but surely. Exactly. As a matter of fact, speaking of slowly but surely, I'll just tell you one thing. One of the things here coming up is a sameach bechelko. So sameach bechelko, again, could mean, you know, you're happy with what you have. So the Reb Chaim V'Lajner says, in a certain way, not in the regular way, but in a certain way, sameach bechelko means you should be happy with what you have in Torah as well. And realize that you're learning on your level. Because if you're going to try to say, well, how come Moshe Feinstein finished Shas so many times and I didn't? So you're going to start finishing Shas. He says, you're not going to know anything. Don't try to copy anyone else in learning either. Just like you shouldn't copy other people in their physical, you know, running. Be happy with what you have. Be happy with your level. As long as it's the best you can do. Obviously, don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. But on the other hand, don't push yourself to do something you can't do. Right? Because he says, im eino holich begdulas bilimudo, raglomin ma'at ma'at, like you said to Adam, slowly but surely, atchu baki bahen, until you really understand it. Ve'eino misgoya lay the harbe bepamachas. Don't try to get out of hand and try to get the whole shas in one day. Ve'aydeza yishkach hakol, then you will walk away with nothing. So you have to remind yourself sometimes, why am I going so slow? And it took me 2 days to get through this few lines of Gemara, you know, and why is it so slow? You have to be sameach bechelko on that. You have to be happy with your portion in the learning. If that's your level, that's exactly what you should be doing. But there's a balance to that because you shouldn't do less. Because you have to make sure that you're not being satisfied with too little. You got to know what your level is. But whatever your level is, be happy and that you're learning at that level. And then eventually push yourself.
You could be jealous of someone.
You could be jealous and then try to grow your level. But don't push yourself. Don't do something that's not according to your level because the other guy did it. Oh, how come he made a seum and I didn't? Okay, you'll do it when you're ready and he's doing it when he's ready. You know. So on the other hand, there's a balance to that, obviously. We'll talk about it next time, you know, because you have to also push yourself, like you said, to look, you know, and try to strive to higher levels, always. But whatever level, but on the level you're in, wait, that's the hardest, that's what you can do. You shouldn't, you know, you should be happy with that and proud of your accomplishments. So that's important. Excuse me. That's important as well. Okay, so we will pick it up in Mitzvah Hashem. All right?
When? On Sunday or Monday?
Sunday. I think anything special Sunday? No, we'll do Sunday. Yeah, yeah. No.
Okay. If you send a reminder, wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, yeah, no, Sunday we're good. I'll send out a reminder. Okay. I'll try to. I don't have WhatsApp on my regular phone, and I lost my WhatsApp phone.
Sakana with a WhatsApp.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, me at Sicha. So.
You could get a new WhatsApp if you want.
I'll try to figure it out. Anyway, all right, guys, we'll talk on Sunday. Okay, thank you. Have a good job.
Thank you.